Good morning, Wigtown men. It's 1 a.m. ish. I'm doing my online shopping. I went off to hospital for a few days. It was full of old people who were sick and coughing and sick and coughing. And, yeah. And, I brought something home. Well, they didn't have to cut bits of me off, which was good. I'm fucked. I don't feel really, 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 really bad. But this flu is just like all cold. Oh, it feels like trying to push a car with floor flat tyres. I'm fucked. You know, man flu is 10 times worse than women flu. I can attest to that. So I'm buying up big on mandarins, fruit, mandarins, apricots, bananas, brown pears, bok choy, and making up big on their fucking Asian soups, you know. Because I've got a bottle of the world's hottest chili, the Grim Reaper. And, and that's very good. I might even get some tinned fish. Jack, don't hassle me. Shut up. You are. Yeah, that's what Jack's like when he's being a fucking pain. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Come on, evil cat. Oh, you're a lovely boy. Priceless, Jack. No, we don't have any meat. 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 Fuck off. Bang, you know. There's things that you can throw at cats like soft toilet paper rolls. You know. I don't feel really bad, but I've got a fever. And I feel really fucked. Where's the thing? We continue shopping. Yeah, so I'm not that fascinating at the moment. I think when you get... when you get tired of just the fucking... everybody jumps on everybody else's story, like... Lindsey Graham just died, you know? And that's fair, you know? Didn't ask me, of course. But, you know, everybody's discussing this guy's life, but no one's discussing why hasn't he been hung for being a Jew, fucking arse licker and a traitor to the nation, you know? So... You know, that sort of, it's not, you know, complaining about this stuff and exposing these people, they're not in jail. They're not strung by the fucking neck. You know, the cunts just go on and on and on. And it's like that, one of the many years ago, I was involved in World War III against eBay, you know. And the new CEO was fucking... you know, he was a complete fucktard who thought doubling the prices on everything would attract more customers to the site, you know. And everybody just said, fuck you, you know. And, yeah, just, you know. He was a fucking moron. Well, you know, and he was sort of, there's one person who stood up and had a go at him. And then he was carrying on, oh, but there's someone in the audience who was threatening and intimidating me. I'm a victim. Rather than admitting he's just a fucking idiot as a manager. You know. So... you know. So, yeah, I've got a fucking flu. I've got a temperature off your fucked. Yeah, so, yeah, I got a fucking... You get a lot of those stores that they sell, like, little tins of fish, you know, and they charge $1.20 for them, but, you know, for 125 grams or something, where you can just go buy kilo tins, fucking some 750 grams for, like, $5 or $6, which is, like, 4 or 5 times the weight for, like, 3 times the price or whatever. Better look at my fucking... Yeah. So, you know... Oh, where is it? You know, they charge like $6 for a little jar of Vegemite, or you can buy one with 3 times the amount for twice the price. Oh, no, I can't get that in. It's too expensive. Fuck off. You know you're gouging the customers. Man, that's good. Fresh vegetables are a lovely thing. You get tired of being stiffed by fucking people, you know, them and their bullshit. If you do, your maths is a wonderful subject, seriously. And one of the things I've found is that even baseline sort of mathematics, you know, on long trips, I'd be sort of, oh, God, my head's cool and my body's hot. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I can't think of one. Something I found, you know. Oh, God. What a cunt. And what I found is that since I've switched to using tallow, you know, the weight's just fucking fallen off me. You know, no effort, not hungry. Lost about 25 kilos. And it's good. That's really good. I haven't even tried to lose weight, you know what I mean? It's just gone. That's good. Math is a wonderful subject. Really is. On long rides, just to keep my mind occupied, I'd be saying if this engine is getting 17 k's a litre, that, and it's running at, say, 4,000 RPM, then I'll be working out mathematically how many milligrams of fuel is going in per induction intake stroke. You know? So, you know. And it also helps you... fish. Everything that's gone out of the Bay of Bengal into the Pacific fucking Ocean. I've turned into total warfare on fucking Aldi. Sick of their fucking lying and their bullshit, you know. I don't know if you can see that, but that's, you know. I finally got some sort of medical sort of tape that you, you know, put over fucking whatever. And it stays on, you know. Price. Sort by relevance, I've always annoyed, that's always annoyed the absolute piss out of me. Relevant to what? Well, there's big bags of cat food. I think that's the idea of life, is to become a good person who does good things and makes, you know, makes the world a better place, rather than just being a fucking scumbag who can lie and cheat and rip other people off and get everything for nothing and, you know. I'm fucked. I'm absolutely fucked. Not sort of crawling hands and knees over broken glass kind of fucked. Just fucked. Yeah, I'm going to do two more channels. One is on men's health. And, you know, confronting these fucking Jew cunts. They're threatening to kill everybody on the face of the earth. Well, I've got something to say about that arsehole. You fuck with me, I'll make an issue of it. You know? These fucking Jew cunts mouthing off with all their shit. So, it's a trouble when you get sort of, I wouldn't say greedy. But, you know, you got to ask yourself, do I really fucking need this, you know? Ah! And chances are, sometimes I don't. You know? I'm fucked. These can either go in the bookshelves, or in the, not the bookshelves, these can either go in the fucking kitchen shelves, they can go in the fridge, or they, you know, keep for a long time, regardless, you know. I'm sitting here in a bit of a sweat. And that's the other thing I've railed long and hard about, you know, getting the MGTOW site, having men, having it as a place where men can connect with men, and if we're all just sort of, you know, going over the latest fucking dramas, we're not actually connecting with each other, you know? So I said, you know, I can tell you're all absolutely fascinated by me and my otherwise worthless life. That's the sort of direction I'm heading. I'm just tired of fucking, you know, I want to know what the problem is. I want to know what it can be done about it, you know. And this thing with Benjamin Netanyahu. Oh, you know, 29 standing ovations. You fucking crawlers should be flogged. For the amount of fucking people you killed, you should be killed. You should be fucking tried and hung for war crimes, you know. Congress are just a pack of ass-licking cunts. That's all they are. That's all they fucking are. little bit over, a little bit over budget, but you know, I've done it big on the fresh fruit and vegetables. So that's good. Silver beet, cabbage, fucking Brussels sprouts from Brussels, not Brussels. God damn it. Yeah, and I got a box of pillar box red food colour. Two of those. Now they might be fine as is, they might need to be reduced. But yeah. I remember once upon a time that I used to go through the Victoria markets, you know, and that on a Saturday morning. Oh, and the smell of the fucking apricots. Fuck, that was nice, you know. There's things in life that just go, oh, it's beautiful, fuck. Apricots and mandarins and fucking just good. Yeah, it'll do. Yeah, I'm descending into the, you know, coughing and flu. Hello. Well, that's fun. You get to see Shopping with Shane. Brussels sprouts. Cabbage. Ooh, a little bit of bacon in some hot water. Make some sort of bacony flavoured soup, and then when you're about a minute before it's fucking, you know, just a slow simmer for 30 minutes, and then, you know, slice up some cabbage really fucking... This is what I've got, right? It's got cheese and peanut butter and shit on it, you know what I mean? But see the very, very fine fucking hollow ground? It's not specifically marvellous for hollow being hollow ground. It just makes it so when you sharpen it, you take the hollow in there, the hollow in the blade, you know. Means that when you lap that blade, it's only working on two spots up there and down the fine edge, you know. And if you can get a hold of these sorts of knives for doing your vegetables, how do I do this without killing someone? Everything frightens me. They're so sharp, you know. Fresh fruit and vegetables, fuck. And well, I think that's exciting enough. That's really good. All right, man. Gotta love you and leave you. I'm fucked.